Further in Parak Zayin, we were talking about the godless of Koyach HaDibor, the godless of speech, and how chosh of a person's speech is, and the godless the other way around of holding back in the speech. It's like a tainus. So the going continues. If there's a few memories here, we'll just read through some of them. They're very interesting things. The next few pieces in the going that we're going to learn are pieces from the going in the Pirush on the Zohar. So they're a little bit more, again, all these pieces are gathered from different places. These few are from the Pirush that the going has on Tikkun HaZohar. Just throwing that out there. So he says, Kol Olam Kulei Toli B'Shnei Dvarim, Ba'Asiyah V'Dibor. He says, you find all over the place that Dibor, speech, Ba'Asiyah, and action go together. There's two levels in everything we do. Like we say in Baruch Shamar, Baruch Omer V'Oise. He does, and he says, and he does, right? And it says that in the Pesukim. V'Yoymer Elokim Yi'ar, V'Ya'as Elokim Esarakia. So Hashem's Amira and Dibor goes hand in hand. V'Chein B'Kulam, V'Chein B'Torah. Right, that a person as Dibor has a koyach in Torah, that it's like the Torah itself. V'chein u'ba'adam. Shemikol Dibor shel Adam, noitzer yitzir achas. A person actually makes creations with his Dibor. Now, we learned in Nefesh HaChaim that if you follow through, the way the Nefesh HaChaim works, right, is that everything that we do down here, so you have to walk away with one principle from the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, is that everything we do down here affects the Olamos on top, right? So, the more refined the action we do here is, the deeper the connection is, the less gashmias it became. So the more connected it is, the mailah. So therefore, in the world of maisa, you can accomplish a certain amount. But with the ruach, with speech, a person can really accomplish more. It's the opposite of this world. In this world, you talk, they say, talk is cheap, right? But in ruchnias, talk is very expensive. Talk goes further than mice. Okay? Because it affects the Olamos in a more refined way. You're using a koyach in your neshama, which is a deeper koyach than just, you know, action. Action is a finite thing. This is much more refined. You're using the koyach of seichel to try to express what you're doing. And now you're going ahead and doing a mitzvah with it. Wow. So you're makadish, something very elevated. What? So.
Yeah, but it's going.
So you do something like that, but you do the opposite. You do the chas v'shalom, you misuse that koyach, so then you're lowering it, okay? Now, v'cheinu b'chol davar ki yadua, v'lchein nitan atar la'odam l'sakein hadibor, v'hamitzvahs b'maisa. Unbelievable. So he says, what's higher? We know, Torah is higher than mitzvahs. But the primary way to do Torah is through Dibor. The primary way to do mitzvahs is through your action. So the reason why Torah's effect on the planet is deeper than the effect of mitzvahs on the planet is because Torah is connected to the Koyach HaDibor of the person. And mitzvahs is connected to the Maisa. It's amazing stuff.
What is it?
Torah is Dibor, yeah. And actually, in the Sefer Charedim, I think one of the things that Haredim is famous for, he composed this song, he did Nefesh. Anyway, he also composed the Sefer Haredim. So in the Sefer Haredim, it says over there that the way he classifies the mitzvahs is through which part of the body are the mitzvahs, you know, done. So he has mitzvahs that you do your hands with. You know, shaking lulav, putting on tefillin. Mitzvahs you use your legs with, chalitza, and running to do mitzvah. So he says, mitzvahs that you use your eyes, mitzvahs that you use your mouth is Torah. I would have thought maybe that's mitzvahs you use your brain. He doesn't say that. He says, mitzvahs you use your brain. Now, you can't just use your mouth, but, you know, whatever. Now, Kimoi, this is the next piece, is a very interesting piece. He says it's also in the Tikkun HaZohar. I don't really get it 100%, but it's interesting there. Kimoi she'amotar v'chol ma'isa ha'olam hazeh toloi be'edim ha'olam min ha'aretz. What supports the world? Rain. Where does rain come from? The ground. How did the rain get from the ground to the sky? Did you see it? There's an elevator?
Yeah.
how does it get? How does the rain that comes down, the whole cycle? If you have a kid in third grade, you may know it. You may be aware of it. If you don't, you may have forgotten it since then. Basically, the rain, right, falls down, and somehow there's a cycle that it evaporates into the air, and then eventually goes up and gets absorbed into the clouds, etc. Right. So, what supports the world is the process of elevating water in the form of steam. Not steam, in this form of steam, what's the word? In the form of steam, evaporated water. And that goes up to Shemayim, creates clouds, and then comes back and down again, right? So it's something which is invisible, which is really supporting the whole world. Without that invisible process, you would not be able to have a planet. Okay? The rain is great, but where does the rain come from? Down here. So he says, so too, how do we bring hashpa from Shemayim? The way we bring hashpa, like the rain from Shemayim, we got to elevate stuff from here that it should get up there to energize the koach up there to bring it back down. So what are you going to energize it with? You got to energize it with evaporated water, with something which is invisible. Hevel piv, the air that you create through your mouth, the dibur that you create, is what energizes the Shemayim to bring down the Hashpa to this world, similar to the way evaporated water goes up to Shemayim to empower the clouds to give us water. So it's the invisible, it's not the actions. The actions is good, but it's the more refined, the higher the koach. So he says, v'chein kol ma'isa hashchina v'hanhagas ha'olam hazeh toli behevel piv shel adam. Hein l'toiv, hein l'hepech. Hevel, yeah. So we refer to Torah as Hevel, as the breath, so it's unbelievable. It's an interesting sush, though.
Okay. Interesting that the same.
Now, by the way, what's the point? The point is it's empty. It's invisible, but it's the invisible which has the greatest koach. Now, by the way, I heard one time from the Satmar Rebbe, Zalman Lai, who was here. The first year he was here, he gave a whole shmooze, and he said over an unbelievable bar. At that time, it was from the Pirush Medrash Shmuel. It's from the Medrash Shmuel in Pirkei Avos, and it's mamash about this. The Medrash Shmuel says, goes on the Mishnah, that a Talmid Chacham, it says, he shouldn't be mekane shulchan shel melachim. He shouldn't be mekane, a melech. Because your portion is greater than their portion. So the Medrash Shmuel wants to know, what was the Havamina that a person who's Isaac and Torah and Mitzvah, the Talmid Chacham, should be jealous of a rich guy? What do you care about the rich guy? What's the Havamina? Oh, so he says, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is very partial. That this guy who's sitting and learning Torah, he's a young man in Koilo. So he's in Koilo and he's learning. Then he sees, so who's he accomplishing for? He's doing mitzvahs for himself. He's involved in doing mitzvahs. Very good. Then he sees this other rich guy, and he's helping Bikur Cholim, and he's helping all the chesed organizations, and he's doing stuck with everybody, and he's also supporting Torah itself. So he's not jealous of his gashmis, he's jealous of the guy's ruchnis. It's because of this person, so much chesed is happening. Because of this person, all this stuff is going on. It's unbelievable. And what am I doing? I'm saying I'm doing my own thing. I'm not helping anybody else. So on that, the Mishnah says, Shulchancha gadol mishalahem. Even in that respect, the Torah is greater. Why? So he says this part. Because the Torah is hevel. The Torah is the invisible power. The Torah is the steam that has to go up into Shemayim and empower Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then takes that Torah and gives Hashpa, and your Torah is empowering Hashem, so to speak, to give wealth to that guy. So that guy's wealth is coming from your learning, so you're getting schar for his mitzvah. Right? It's like saying, it's like the steam, should be jealous because the rain is accomplishing. The steam is jealous. Because the steam is jealous because the water is the one that's being given credit for watering the plants and giving them. No, I mean, but there would be no water without steam. So on a ruchnius dika level, it's the power of Torah, which is the hevel, which is what the goyin is saying, which is what empowers the galgal from to in the hashpot to go up to Shemaim to come back down. Right? And by the way, this is an open Mishnah, I think, that we say every single day. In my theory. I saw this pshat brought down once also. Listen to this. Okay? This is a very important pshat. Very
sorry. How much Torah can I get kulam?
Yeah, very good. But what does it say over there? It says, Eilu dvarim, sha'adam ochel parateya en ma'olam hazeh, v'ken kayem et lo l'olam haba. Right? So what does that mean? It means you get the main schar for the mitzvah you get in the next world, but you get peiros, you get extra schar in this world. Why? So all the refreshers say, because where all these mitzvahs are, bein adam l'chaveiro. So you did a double mitzvah. You helped. You did a bein adam l'makom. You did the right thing. You did follow the ratzon Hashem, but you also helped someone. So therefore, you also get double schar. You get schar in Shemayim and schar in this world. So eilu dvarim sha'adam ochel parateya en ma'olam hazeh, v'ken kayem et lo l'olam haba. Ve'eilu en kibur avayim, check. I'm not sure what that is. But Torah can I get cool? Torah, that doesn't fit into this category. Why would Talmud Torah get Paris in this world? He did a mitzvah. Why is he getting Paris in this world? Doesn't make sense. Doesn't fit in. The answer is because Torah is also bein adam l'chaveiro. Because when a person learns Torah, they're now bringing hashpa into the world. So I'm helping someone else by my learning. So therefore, it's also considered a chesed. Azoy zok the mafarshim. It's a very, very important pshat. I don't remember who says that pshat, but it's definitely, let me see if I can find it. I wrote it down one time. What? I wrote this pshat down one time. But anyway, it's a gishmak of pshat. Hold on, give me one second. I'm going to try to see if I can find this pshat. It's a gishmak of pshat.
No, trust me.
What?
Rav
Chanan. Oh, yeah? That's Rav Chanan Wasserman, according to Rav David sitting here with us behind the camera in his great anava. So,
not just a theory.
Okay.
One of the major chalakim of Torah is teaching your children.
Right.
So that's already
Okay. And then he says, by the way, he says also a very fascinating piece, the next piece. He says, Hachacham emait afil b'dvar man itzrachim lai. A chacham does not speak even things that are necessary. He tries to tone it down. V'oid madrega mu'ulam yizu. But when you know what's even better than someone that doesn't say Dvar Matalim, Nishim Moisha Afil Bimachshavtoi, Milachshoiv Machshavas Batalis. I never heard of this before. I've heard of Dvar Matalim. I've never heard of Machshavas Batalis. It's brand new for me. But the Goyim says that the highest level is never to let your mind wander. That requires pretty high level self control.
Why is it different?
Self control and power to focus, obviously.
Why is it different than thinking in Torah?
Because Dvar Matalim is you're wasting time, you're wasting energy, you're wasting karchadiba. What do you, okay, your mind is wandering. You know, I hear what he's saying, just I never thought of it. Because the more you let your mind wander, you are where your mind is, really. And if you're somewhere out there in La La Land, so that's really where you are right now, physically. So you don't want to be there, probably. In other words, your machshava really determines your location. You know, you Google Earth, I'm saying. So you're better off. So if you're saying there's a musik, not just a dvar b'talim, but a machshava's b'talim. Okay, this high level stuff. All right, we'll continue tomorrow and see what happens. Shkoyach.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming.